Turning now to Africa, a South African court cleared the way today for new corruption charges against African National Congress leader and presidential hopeful Jacob Zuma. The decision comes just 2 days after Zuma launched the ANC's manifesto for elections to be held in March or April. Well, during his annual speech to the diplomatic corps accredited to the Holy See last week, the Holy Father spoke about Africa. He asked political leaders on the national and international level to take every measure necessary to end injustice on the continent. He also mentioned the need to fight hunger and the need for those living in some of the poorest parts of the planet to have access to nutrition and water. The United States of America is the biggest contributor of aid to the continent of Africa, and we spoke to the Deputy Chief of Mission of United States Embassy to the Holy See, Julieta Val-Noyes. She says Africa will remain an important focus for the U.S. in the future.
Africa is a real priority. It's been a real focus for the Bush administration, and I anticipate that it'll be a real focus for the Obama administration because the American people care and they understand how important the continent is. We've had some real successes in Africa under the presidential initiative to combat AIDS. We have provided funding of $15 billion over 5 years and are in the process of providing antiretroviral treatment for over 1.7 million people in Africa. The president's malaria initiative has led to treatment and prevention of malaria for over 25 million people. So Africa clearly is a priority, also in terms of debt relief and many, many other areas of focus. So I think that you can expect that the American people's generosity will continue in Africa.